Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, Trevor from Unearth. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Long time no speak.
Yeah, it's been years now.
It has. Unearth back with a new album called Extinction, and it reflects the chaotic state of the world. What's the primary social concern that you felt the need to call out with this album?
I mean, each song deals with it in its own. Each one is different. There's a couple songs that talk about the environment and the change that we're seeing. That most scientists believe it's brought on by our own doing. So that's the most urgent message on the record, is that we need to clean up our act now, or else we're going to be in for a whole world of hurt.
The new Unearth album is called Extinctions. It's out now. Trevor Phipps, the singer from Unearth, with us tonight. Here's a tune from Extinctions, Incinerate. Full Metal Jackie, Trevor Phipps from Unearth on the show with us tonight, talking about the latest album from Unearth called Extinctions. And when you're making a politically conscious album like Extinctions, what responsibility do you feel in terms of informing or educating an individual?
It's very important to me. I have a voice, and I want to be heard. This is my platform. I think it's better than fighting with people over Facebook. So, I have my beliefs, and I'll do the most amount of research I can do on a certain topic that I feel needs to be spoken about. On that same token, I'm trying to be more inclusive and trying to preach more unity with people, and trying to get people to put aside their petty differences in order to find more common ground. And we shouldn't politicize the environment. That shouldn't be a left or right wing issue. That's something that's going to affect us all, no matter what belief system you have. And that's why it was so important for me on this record to jump into that.
Are you suggesting that arguing on Facebook isn't productive? Just kidding.
It's not at all. I think we all know that. And just,
yeah.
For a while, I was pretty vocal on Twitter, and then I just didn't see any real point in doing it. And once in a while, if something is really outlandish, I'll make a statement, but it doesn't get us anywhere. I think people find emotion in music, and if I can put some passion and some knowledge behind a subject, then if that reaches some people and gets them to kind of think a different way and kind of come more to a more centered way of thinking, then I think that's what my job is for.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Trevor Phipps from Unearth with us. The new Unearth album is called Extinctions, and it's out now. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta, music from Dio. Going to check out a new Soulfly track, and we'll have more with Trevor. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Unearth singer Trevor Phipps with us on the show tonight, celebrating the release of the new Unearth album, Extinctions. And the stings of conscience came out back in 2001. When it comes to the craft of performing and making music, what's changed most about you since then, and what's still the same?
Well, with the band, it's quite different. We started as, 5 guys all from the same area in Massachusetts. And we would write songs by practicing in a basement. 20 years later, our drummer is a different drummer. He lives in Seattle, and our bass player lives in Texas. So we don't get the chance to actually rehearse together and write the records. So the past 2 records we've actually written at our own homes and just kind of passing files back and forth. And then we finally get to jam them when we fly the guys out to do pre-pro. So it's quite a different experience. There's good and bad for both ways. I still prefer getting in a basement and jamming it out, or a garage, or just a jam room, which we eventually do. But the first process is just writing back and forth with files. I guess there's less wasted time with that. You can be more upfront. But sometimes that magic that in the same room together doesn't happen when it's just passing files back and forth. But that said, this record was our most prolific with writing. We had 24 songs to start. Will Putney, our producer, helped us cut it down to the top 14. And we recorded 14 for the record. And 10 made it. The other four will be reworked, and there's some parts from the other songs that will, you know, probably see the light of day on something in the future as well. But we're not going to do any kind of special editions after the fact. Those four songs are dead and buried, but they'll definitely see some time out there on some other kind of release someday.
Trevor Phipps of Unearth with us on the show tonight, talking about the new Unearth album, Extinctions. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Skeleton Witch, Iron Maiden, and more with Trevor. It's Full Metal Jackie, Trevor from Unearth on the show with us tonight. And Trevor, just like the last album, all the tracks on Extinctions are credited collectively to Unearth. How has your creative collaboration changed over time?
Well, it was kind of just to get back to what I was saying in the last segment there, was we used to all write together in a basement. Now we just kind of pass files back and forth to start. But the way that we started this band was we wanted to look at each other as equals. So we're not going to give anyone a bunch more writing credit and still they'll get a different royalty amount. We all have our two cents. We all give our two cents on how a song should be structured, how it goes. One song or the other might start with a Ken or a Buzz riff, and it might be born from that. And it might be all of their riffs for one song. And all of the lyrics are always mine, and all the vocal structures are mine. But we split up the payments or just the credits evenly, just so we can kind of keep us, you know, one happy camp. No one gets jealous over who's making, you know, $10 more than the other guy.
Full Metal Jackie with Trevor Phipps of Unearth. Coming up next, a new track from Skeleton Witch. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And we'll talk more with Trevor. It's Full Metal Jackie, Trevor from Unearth on the show with us tonight. The new album, Extinctions, is out now. And you, Buzz, and Ken have remained the nucleus of the band since the beginning. What do you value most about the relationship between the three of you?
At this point, we're basically family. A lot of things go unsaid. We just kind of get it. So sometimes we'll make decisions. We won't even make it a band thing. It's just like, all right, well, this is the direction that we want to take this band. And then, you know, we'll incorporate the whole band after that. So it's just, we're definitely the three that started the band. And, they kind of feel like my brothers, in a way.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Trevor from Unearth with us. Pick up the latest Unearth album, Extinctions. It's out now. Trevor, always a pleasure. It was great to catch up with you.
Same here. Hopefully it's sooner rather than later next time.
Coming up next, we're going to be checking out a new tune from Whitechapel, music from Iron Maiden, and more.